Roto Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix podcast. Dan Bach talks to the biggest personalities in DFS, delivers commentary on the industry's most important topics, and gives you the advice you need to help build winning lineups.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head games, you are just going to lose.
You didn't really think we were going to get rid of that, did you?
Here's your host, the one and only Dan Bach.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Welcome, Dan Bach here, Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix podcast for you on this Monday. Hopefully you had a great weekend. A lot of stuff going on in the world of sports. Tiger with a really improbable, run this weekend. I certainly didn't have him in any fantasy lineups, but still making that sport a ton of fun and adding a ton of excitement to the DFS game. We have college basketball, NCAA tournament starting this weekend, Selection Sunday yesterday, and of course, plenty of hoops for us to digest, and certainly happy to have you along for the ride. I'm going to break it down here for you here in just a moment. We usually go position by position. Do want to let you know we are making some additions to our lineup HQ, and I know that some people have been having some little bugginess with it. The one thing I want to tell everybody is if something isn't working for you, please let support know. Send support at rotogrinders.com a message and say, this is what happened. And it always helps because I've been working with devs long enough to know the first question they ask is, what are they using? Is it Chrome? Is it Internet Explorer? Is it Firefox? So anytime you have tech problems, if you don't let us know what they are, we can't fix them. Now, I think we'll all agree that, you know, maybe a few more things popped up than we certainly expected this last rollout on Lineup HQ. We're learning from our own mistakes sometimes, and we hope to get this all rectified very, very soon. But if you come across something, I can't stress to you enough how important it is that you let us know of these things, because it's super hard for us to diagnose every little tiny bug without help from you guys. So be on the lookout for more beta testing and stuff when we have rollouts than maybe we did this go around. But appreciate you guys giving us the feedback, and know we're making these changes to build the very best tool that we can. We don't change things for the sake of changing things. There's reasons for it. And we think it's going to be a much better product for everybody in the end. Also, be on the lookout today. I think we have our pre-sale maybe today or soon, or just be on the lookout. MLB content dump should be happening here soon for what we have rolling this MLB season. So be on the lookout for that. Huge stuff. MLB right around the corner. And especially with the way NBA's been going. Not that, my week has been fine the last, week, 10 days. But I was looking at the minutes played by guys in games on Sunday, and it was ugly. Outside the Lakers, literally like every team is playing guys in the 20s. There's nobody getting that steady allotment of minutes, which can be frustrating for us DFSers. So definitely wanted to give you that kind of information as we roll on to today's slate. Little shout out here to FanDuel too. They're running a free kind of March Madness type game on their platform. It's free to play, and it's kind of creative too. You have to pick teams, and then you get points for their success in the tournament. And obviously, the higher the seed you pick, the more points you can accrue, because everything is just kind of like multiplied. So I kind of liked it. Pretty cool idea. So it doesn't cost anything. Something you certainly want to check out. Big thanks to Fantasy Draft, obviously sponsors of the show. Run on over there. A lot of flexibility over there on your lineup builds. And today we need it because it's only four games, eight teams to choose from. And it is an interesting slate because we have value on this slate, but we also are going to have some spend-ups. Guys like Giannis, guys like Westbrook, guys like Harden. So a lot of ways we can build. I love the flexibility that Fantasy Draft is giving you. So check them out if you haven't done so already. In terms of the news here today, we've got confirmation already from the Miami Heat that both Wade and Hassan Whiteside are going to be out here tonight. So that's you know, I don't say good news, but at least it helps us, you know, build some clarity on what that rotation could look like. Problem you run into, this is a first game of a West Coast road trip for them. They're going east to west. I hate that. And I hate the fact that now we've got to figure out, you know, what this rotation is going to be. Definitely some opportunity there, but not a game I like, but I don't necessarily love. 209 total in that one. I think there's a pretty good chance Portland is going to wipe the floor with them. So we've got that bit of news for you. Harden should be back here tonight for the Houston Rockets against San Antonio. We'll see if that affects any of the playing time for Chris Paul tonight. I'm not sure. I'll discuss that here momentarily. Keep our eye on Sacramento. You've got a back-to-back here, so maybe a chance that Randolph doesn't play. Scal is a little bit questionable as well tonight. I kind of think Willie Cauley-Stein's going to see a heavy allotment of run, but again, we've got him as day-to-day on our lineup HQ, so got to wait on that news. Steven Adams hurt himself a little bit last game, and we'll see if he participates in shoot-around and what his status is going to be for Oklahoma City in their game tonight against Sacramento. We'll get to some of the names that could change or that could affect. Jarrell Martin, a little bit of an ankle injury there. I'm guessing Marc Gasol does play tonight. So I'm not as interested in Martin as I would be as if Gasol was out today. And I think that covers it. Let's get into the positional breakdown. Let's do it here as we talk about the Monday slate in DFS hoops. Point guard position, Russell Westbrook, obviously a big price tag on him today. And, you know, I think that a lot of people will look to him and wonder, you know, what Westbrook are we getting? The one over the last three games has, you know, right been like under, what, 50 fantasy points. And that's not going to cut it. The shot attempts down the last couple of games, 15 and 14 against San Antonio in Phoenix. I'm not worried about it. He can easily get back to it. 12-1, it's interesting. His salary kind of rose a little bit here. And I'm wondering if that's simply because it's just a shorter slate for us tonight. The question is, does he fit the build today? Because the way I'm looking at it is, I think you could get in two studs if you wanted to, but you might be able to get in more if you're dropped down off of one of these guys, whether it's a Giannis to Paul George, whether it's a Westbrook to Damian Lillard, or just not playing or going from like a James Harden to a Chris Paul. So there's a number of ways we can still build it today, but there's plenty of value to get those studs in there. You don't want to miss Westbrook when he goes off for a crazy, crazy game. This could be it, potentially. I mean, I think it's only a matter of time before he gets back into the 60s. It's just hard to pick which one of these studs you want tonight. And I have a tough time when people like make definitives, like, it is definitely this guy. Like, these are great players. Like, I don't feel like that decision is going to win it or lose it for you because they're all really, really good. Now, can you mix and match them with these other pieces? I think that's where, you know, what's going to kind of decide it here on this slate. And looking at the positional scarcity could help a little bit. And I think point guard's interesting today, because we do have a handful of guys to look at. You know, Dragic and Tyler Johnson both should get a few more minutes here on this Wade news. And again, I don't love the spot for Miami here in, you know, going here to Portland. And especially Dragic, you look at point guard, I believe they're number two DVP against the position here. How that shakes out, though, with Dragic and Tyler Johnson, we will see. But you know, they're both cheap here at 6,500 on FanDuel for Dragic. We've got Tyler Johnson at 4,900, 63 on DraftKings, 12.5 on Fantasy Draft. Had a hiccup that last game versus Washington, but fairly steady before then. I think he's going to drive some ownership on this slate today. But I also think, like, even Eric Bledsoe on DraftKings in particular at under 7K today can get us into the 40s pretty easily. Last two games have really brought his salary down. He was 73 and 75 and now down to 68. The pace game against Memphis isn't great for Milwaukee. They could absolutely blow this team out like most teams have been doing. But I also really like that price point, even on Fantasy Draft at 12.6. Still think he can get there. If this game stays competitive, at least they have Gasol playing today. They feel like they can be a four-quarter competitive team with Gasol in there. Maybe not so much without Gasol in there, but he should be playing tonight, so he's not out of the equation. Paul is interesting. I don't know if I can go there in cash games. I had a lot of worries about what's going to happen in this game against the Spurs. It could be competitive. I mean, Spurs are a well-coached team, but when you take LaMarcus Aldridge, he's the guy I actually forgot about on the injury talk, out of the mix today, that really hurts them in terms of their upside. They're going to have to slow down this pace of this game tremendously. Paul, we saw him play really well against Dallas, but not surprising. You know, when you have no James Harden, he's going to pick up some of that scoring slack. Took 18 shots there, and if you look at his points scored, that's really been determining whether he gets into the 40s. And, you know, Dallas, 24, went for 50. Oklahoma City, 25, went for 45. Denver, 23, went for 41. Dallas went for 25, went for 54. So, 24 and 46, 25 and 45, 22 and 20 in 55. And then the scoring against Toronto, 14 for 27, 16 for 39, 15 for 28, 6 for 29. So those are his actual points scored versus fantasy points. So there's a clear correlation between those two. And I don't know if he's going to get the have the scoring punch in this game versus San Antonio. Previously, he went for in the game on February the 1st, 5 for 14 from the field, 19 fantasy points that day against San Antonio. But here's the rub. He did go for 62 against San Antonio back on December 15th. He's 7,700 on DraftKings. That's too damn cheap for Chris Paul, who is up over 10K at one point in time this season. On FanDuel, he's 8,300. Like, that guy's really, really talented. So I haven't made a full-blown decision at whether I'm going there or not. I think you can, you can make that play today at that price point. I almost wish he was priced up so I wouldn't have to worry about it, but he's so cheap today, I can see pulling that trigger on him and just kind of fading Westbrook and going down to these guys. And then lastly, Damian Lillard, just a rock. I mean, he's been playing better than Westbrook here lately. You look at his DraftKings points. He's been, 63, 50, 53, 35, 55, 48, 45. Dude is rock solid in minutes, in shots, in production. And even if it's a blowout today against Miami, which I think it could be, his minutes aren't going to not be there. He's going to give you pretty much 32 minutes at least here tonight. And if it is competitive, he's going to go into the mid-30s, high-30s tonight. So he's fine when you consider the price differential between him and Westbrook. But does he have a 75-burger in him? Probably not. Does Westbrook have a 75-burger in him? Absolutely possible. Like, he can clearly has that sort of ceiling on any given night. Over at shooting guard tonight, and I mean, this spot's okay. I think this is where I like Harden a little bit more, is because I'm not in love with some of these other options. Like, McCollum and Middleton are fine. You don't have to go there today. I mean, Memphis and Miami are not ideal landing spots in terms of the matchups for these guys. And 7,300 are okay numbers. But the value pieces, like Kobe Simmons is going to be chalk today, but Kobe Simmons sucks, okay? He's a G leaguer. And, at 3,900 on DraftKings, 4K on FanDuel, people will play this guy again. And, yeah, he had 26 against the Bulls and 27 against San Antonio, but he also played 36 minutes. Now, the one encouraging thing is I hope he can shoot better than 2 for 12 like he did against Dallas. If he does, if he goes 6 for 12, he's going to get you 25 fantasy points or so, and that kind of works for that 4K, $3,900 salary. Am I totally confident he's going to do it? Not really. Honestly, I'd love them just to be like, we're going to give Xavier Retan-Mays the start today, because I don't feel a little bit better paying a little bit less for that guy. But if Simmons starts, he's going to play a lot, and people are going to play him in DFS for sure. On FanDuel, you can get McLemore for like 1,000 more. And a little bit more than that on DraftKings. I mean, he's been, 29 fantasy points in 4 of his last 5 games. I feel like you almost have to make that move. Now, last game, admittedly, he had 3 blocks. That's kind of an outlier, and certainly on FanDuel, 9 fantasy points there. But, the previous games, 11, 11, 14, 12, he didn't have that sort of shot attempts against Dallas, which easily could get back up there against Milwaukee today. So, on FanDuel, probably would rather go McLemore if I'm dumpster diving on Memphis today. We'll see. Maybe Wayne Ellington gets a little bit more run with Dwayne Wade out. 25 fantasy points in that game against Washington. He's 4K on FanDuel, 4K on DraftKings. I don't love him, but he's cheap. I mean, Simmons versus Wayne Ellington. Oh, God, that's just a horrible thing to put upon anybody to decide. So answer that one for yourself. I don't have an answer. Yeah, other shooting guards for us. You know, Eric Gordon's kind of interesting. I don't think Paul is going to sit, but in the outside shot that he does, I like him a little bit more, but he's kind of secure in those minutes, right around 28 to 30. Shots were up last game naturally with no James Harden. That's probably not going to be the case today. So, yeah, I mean, he's fine at 55. Probably would prefer him over, I don't want to say that over. I mean, Buddy Hield. Actually, I probably got to take Hield over him. You know, it feels like the shots are filtering his way. 15, 8, 16, 10, 13, 13, 11. Somebody's got to score for Oklahoma City. You know, on DraftKings, he's 5,100. He's not a guy that I'm looking to jam into lineups, but he's definitely in the GPP player pool. Now, small forward is interesting. Again, no Aldridge. So I like Rudy Gay to somewhat get more usage, but I don't trust Pop to play this guy more than 22 minutes, so that really limits his upside. And a guy like Kyle Anderson, I don't know. I mean, we've got him projected at 29 fantasy points tonight. Guess at 5,600, that's all right. 55 on DraftKings, but dude could easily give us another 18 today. That's just kind of the way that he functions. So for me, I'm probably going to get Giannis in there. Certainly on DraftKings, you get a discount at 10-8. You know, they give you the old Memphis discount, which is something I'll take advantage of over on DraftKings today. On FanDuel, you know, Paul George hasn't been there, and I was hoping he would be priced down, and he did a little bit on Fantasy Draft at 15-2. DraftKings at 8,300. FanDuel 8,800. Not really great, you know, savings there on him. Suppose, you know, he could get maybe a few more rebounds if Steven Adams sits. And, you know, the scoring thing about him, scoring, like, two of the last three games, he's at 11 and 17 real-life points. Like, he should be scoring 24, 25 a game. If he does that, you're looking in the games in the mid-40s. So I think those could be kind of outliers. 4 of 16 shooting, 1 of 8 from three-point range for George in that last game against San Antonio. I think I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. I might reach for him a little bit just for safety at this position. So there's not a lot of it. I mean, Corey Brewer's played well the last two games. I'm not embracing Corey Brewer chalk night again. But if you want to, you can. I think it can fall off pretty quickly here. And I believe some of the scoring that Brewer has seen maybe should be going to Paul George. Maybe that happens tonight. Josh Richardson, GPP only for me. Definitely can get into the mid-30s. Hasn't done it lately. With some of the injuries out there, maybe he gets a little bit more run here today, but I don't think all that, you know, Wade minutes filters to him by any stretch. Trevor Ariza, don't mind him in tournaments too, at 5,300. I think even on DraftKings at 47, he's cash game viable. Couldn't hit the broadside of a barn last game. 1 for 10 shooting, 1 for 9 from 3. Typically, he's going to do a little bit better than that, so I think he can be pretty viable over there on DK tonight. Again, definitely a path for stars and scrubs tonight. Plenty of guys under 4K you can take shots on. And at power forward, you've got Bam Adebayo for the Miami Heat, who got off to a really good start last game. Problem is, dude got in foul trouble and really caused him to not play much in that second half. And, you know, only played 17 minutes, gave you 16 fantasy points. If you think he's going to get you 25 minutes, you're looking at 24 fantasy points at 3,500 on FanDuel, 37 on DraftKings. I think he's going to start again today. He's fine. I mean, she'll probably even be chalky today with all the stars that we have out there. Going up a little bit to James Johnson, who I never get right. Never get right. Could be a play for you. But I never get right. So he's 4,600, though. Really cheap on FanDuel and DraftKings. 44 fantasy draft, 8,600. So I think some people are going to press that button. I should probably fire myself for this one, like literally hang up the headphones, never do a podcast again. But Carmelo Anthony, there was a wise man who once said, minutes equal money. except when it's Carmelo, because he's played 31, 25, 32, 31, 36, 32, 30, 34, 33, 36 since February the 13th. And he's 5,900 on DraftKings, 58 on FanDuel, 11,600 on Fantasy Draft. I don't know. That was the old adage. But we've got him 32 minutes, 27 fantasy points today. But, man, that salary keeps plummeting there. Keep your eye on the Steven Adams news. If Jeremy Grant might start, he could be a value option for you at 4K. That's, you know, maybe begging. Patrick Patterson, another guy who could get more minutes at 3,600. Davis Bertans, another guy I just don't like playing. He's okay, but it's like, I mean, 20 fantasy points gets you excited. Play him because he scored 20, 21, 29, 22, 20 last five games. Doesn't really get me too excited, so I'd rather probably play my arch nemesis Nektat James Johnson and hope we can get 30 fantasy points if I'm in that range here tonight. Lastly, let's get to the center position, and I think we've got a very obvious play on tonight's slate in the name of Pau Gasol. He's 6K, a guy who's played really well in the absence of LaMarcus Aldridge. He's 57 on DraftKings, and he's 11-2 on Fantasy Draft. I think I'll probably have a tough time not putting him in lineups at that salary, but we do have other plays for sure at this position. I mean, Marc Gasol against Milwaukee feels like a spot for him to eat. I probably think he, you know, we've got him projected at 39. I mean, I don't, it's not crazy for him to get into the 40s today, but that team total of under 100 fantasy points makes it tough to swallow there. So that's part of the problem we have with playing Marc Gasol today, but he's the one guy in that team that basically the offense needs to roll through. And against Milwaukee, it's a great matchup for him. Nurkic, 6K, feels pretty underpriced here. 56 against Miami. Again, number two DVP versus the center position, but we take Whiteside out of the mix. I don't think that hurts Nurkic one bit tonight. So he's in play at that price point. I think Willie Cauley-Stein could get a heck of a lot of run today. Came off the bench yesterday. I don't think I'm pressing that button on FanDuel, but DraftKings at 6,200, pretty interesting if you can move some of these guys around to, you know, power forward as well. And Cauley-Stein, I think that's a pretty cheap price tag for him over on DraftKings today. And especially if we get Zebo sitting out, I think he's going to be locked in 32-plus minutes tonight. All right, that's it. That's the lowdown. Again, four-game slate at 10 a.m. Do the best I can with you. A lot of news still to break. Make sure you check us out on Grinders Live, Crunch Time with Andy Means, and our Court Report live blog will let you know about all the news you need to know and what you need to do with it. That's all for you premium subscribers. Speaking of premium, again, MLB should be rolling out very, very soon. And remember, if you get the annual subscription, if we run a deal for that, like, you should jump on it because that'll cover you for the entire year, and that includes basketball this season. That includes golf for the next 12 months. It includes football. It'll include baseball coming up this season. You get all that stuff. NHL, you know, this season and next season. So I'm telling you, that's the best bang for your buck. I know there's a lot of great content sites out there. We're the one that definitely tries to loop it all together and not kind of charge you by season. Obviously, if you only play one sport, it could make sense to do it. But even if you dabble just a little bit, I think it's worthwhile to kind of be paying that annual subscription to get all the sports, all the stuff for you under one subscription. So check that out. Should be dropping here in the next 24 hours or so. But I'm out of here. Thanks so much for listening, being a part of what I do and what we do for the DFS community. We couldn't have built what we have at RotoGrinders without you. Thanks to Fantasy Draft. Please make a deposit and give them a chance to earn some of your business if you like what we're doing here on this show and a lot of the other things that Fantasy Draft is involved with. And I'll catch you tomorrow, same time, same place here on the Fantasy Fix. Good luck tonight, and we'll see you.